I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas. Family members of Nicole Elbert hosted a public vigil last night in Franklin Park for the 30-year-old woman stabbed to death as she tried to leave an abusive relationship. Experts on domestic violence say selecting a time to go is critical, and women should have a plan on how to leave safely. Cheryl Gaines has worked with domestic violence survivors for 25 years. Gaines' agency, Collaborative Solutions, also counsels those charged with abuse. GLT's Judy Valente talks with Gaines, who says domestic violence is one of the most complex behaviors counselors address.
Domestic violence is very interesting in the sense that it often doesn't make sense to a lot of us because we think, well, if someone did something to us, I would be out of there in a heartbeat. I wouldn't put up with this or that or the other thing. You know, if you go get hit by someone on the street, a stranger on the street, we don't really hesitate much to call the police and hesitate to have them arrested because we don't have an emotional tie. Any domestic violence situation is so very different. Even people who are professional women have been beaten down by men enough that they believe they're not worthy. So the abuse continues.
So Neville House is not an address that people know.
Correct. Correct.
How is it that they've been able to keep that secret?
Well, I'm sure they haven't all the time, but over the years they have been able to have it much more reinforced. They do have security cameras. The police, I think, do check on that pretty regularly. If there's someone they know are out there looking at them, the police will come and keep a better eye on it. They have reinforced windows. They have a lot of things that they've done to keep people safe.
I'm wondering about restraining orders. Of course, you have to go to the court to get a restraining order. You have to go before a judge. Would that help a woman to be able to stay in her home, but get the man or the abuser, whoever that might be, out?
Well, it can, but it depends on how unstable the man is, to be quite honest. How much of a person that doesn't really care what the court says, how mentally unstable. Because when it comes down to it, an order of protection is simply a piece of paper. So it can't stop a knife or a bullet or someone's hand around your neck. But it can help to keep that other person from thinking, okay, I don't want to go to the penitentiary, so I am going to stay away for now. It can be of help. But it also really has to be assessed by that person. Is it safe to just depend on that? Or does there need to be some time away till there's a real cooling off period?
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. Cheryl Gaines is here. We're talking about domestic violence. Now, in your AVERT program, you try to counsel people who have been adjudicated as abusers.
Correct.
What is it that you try to tell them? How is it that you reform someone who's been an abuser?
Number one, many of the people who are arrested for domestic violence, oftentimes it's pretty close to being a first-time offender. Those who have offended more times than that don't have a very good likelihood of making changes. Some of them maybe, in fact, have personality disorders that, you know, there's not a lot you can do. Those folks really often end up in prison, and the people who just are the abuse has been so horrendous, they do end up in prison. They're not coming through a local program. But the people I see, the majority of them, really, they have their own problems. Many of them have grown up in an abusive household. They've seen that. It's been somewhat normalized. But beyond normalized, they were never given the tools of how to problem solve, of how to have good communication skills. None of that was role modeled for them. And so that's one of the things that we try to do in our program is, number one, just to begin with, we model the behavior that we want them to learn. So we're not overly confrontational with them. Now, we confront them, but we do it in a manner in which we would like them to be able to do the same thing in relationships. We don't let them get by with anything, but They learn and hear how you can actually discuss something with someone to say, this is not okay. We also try to help them take an inward look at themselves. What are their triggers? What sets them off? Why are they feeling so angry? It's really interesting in these groups. I've been doing this 25 years. I love doing these groups because, for the most part, these guys come in. None of them are very happy about being there. But after a while, it starts sinking in, and they suddenly realize, oh, my gosh, wow, that's me. That just about brings tears to my eyes
right. When
I'm able to hear that.
Cheryl Gaines is the CEO of Collaborative Solutions, a counseling agency, and one of the co-founders of the McLean County Domestic Violence Task Force. Gaines spoke with Judy Valente. In that stabbing death in Bloomington, Nicole Elbert's husband, Monroe Elbert, has been charged with 6 felony counts of murder and the aggravated battery of a child.